It's time for Monday's Sound Advice, and we'll catch up with our gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp. Fevzi, afternoon. You've got a new 5G smartphone to have a little gander at this week. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this one's actually unusual because it's made or branded by Google. It's called the Google Pixel 4a 5G, not to be confused with the non-5G version. So this is, I guess, what you'd call a mid-range smartphone. The list price on it is about £500, although sometimes it's sold for less than that. So not a budget phone, but not one of the sort of mega expensive high-end £1,000 phones either. So it's got some interesting features, and the fact that it's a Google phone gives it some unique features as well. In terms of the hardware, though, nice big screen, 6.2-inch OLED screen. So OLED is organic LED, means you get much more vibrant colours. The blacks are blacker and the whites are whiter. So, the pictures really pop. Very good for watching high definition and HDR video on. It's got the 5G capability, which you mentioned, which means that if you are streaming something like HD video or playing games or whatever, you will get not only faster internet, but more responsive internet as well. The internal storage is 128 gigabytes, which is fine. But unlike, say, Apple iPhones, on this device, the memory is expandable. You can actually pop a little memory card about the size of the fingernail on your little finger and expand it hugely. Fast processor, generous amount of RAM memory inside. The battery life's also pretty good. You can get a good day's worth out of it, but if you switch on something called the Extreme Battery Saver, you can get up to 2 days out of a single charge, which is good. Now, what I particularly like about this phone, other than the rest of it, is the version of Android it runs is called Stock Android. So let me explain. Google make Android operating system, and it gives it to manufacturers of phones, such as, for example, Samsung. And then Samsung modifies it because they want to differentiate their version of Android from those of their competitors. So they sort of change it. They put a layer of their own software on top of it. Now, the problem with that is that if Google makes a version of Android which in the future your phone is capable of running, but Samsung can't be bothered and don't think it's a good idea to invest the time in making a version of it for your phone, then you don't get the upgrade. Whereas when you run stock Android, as long as the latest version is physically capable of running, then it will run on your phone, and they guarantee you at least 3 years worth of security updates for your phone, which for an Android phone is pretty good. Camera is particularly good on this device as well. And again, what's interesting is the way that cameras are going now. So this one's got good lenses, good optics, but the pictures are actually improved by the software. And not afterwards. The processor is so powerful that it can take every dot that's captured to make the photo. And as it's stored, or even before it's stored, onto the storage of your phone, it's modified to optimize it. It corrects deficiencies in the lens. So you get things called barrel distortion, things like that. It will correct distortions in the optical lens, so the imperfections in the lens can be corrected in the software transparently in real time. So it's pretty special in that regard. Also, it's a small thing, but it's got a headphone socket on it. Apple famously did away with headphone sockets on their phones and called it brave. I could think of another adjective of what I would.
It also made it waterproof as well, doesn't it? Because those old small plug-in, the old jack plugs, aren't waterproof. So you can't drop this one in the water. Not that you'd want to anyway, but £500, that doesn't sound like a bad deal.
No, it's pretty good. And sometimes you get, and it's got Gorilla Glass as well. So, the glass is fairly tough. I'm not saying unbreakable. I've given it 4.5 stars out of 5 because of the combination of features and the fact that it runs stock Android and it's got a really nice camera on it as well and a vibrant OLED screen. It's a combination of features that pretty good, I think.
And then you've just got to live somewhere with some 5G signal, which is still pretty rare in Sussex and Surrey at the moment. So that's the Google Pixel 4a. And you've got some security cams next. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so this is this brand called Eufycam, EUFYCAM. And this is a home security kit. So it's called the 2C Pro. And it's made up of two security cameras and a sort of hub that can store the footage on it. So some cameras can only store what they record into the cloud. And there are benefits of doing that, but you may not want parts of your house or the surrounding of your house sent up into the cloud. You may be concerned about privacy, in which case you can put it on on the internal hub. So the reason I've chosen these, so first of all, two cameras. Each of the cameras has got a 2K resolution, so full HD in what you'd get on a standard sort of full HD television set would be 1K. This has got twice as many dots on it, which means much higher resolution, and that's kind of important if you're using it for security. You've got one pointing out, let's say, onto your driveway or wherever you park your car. You want something that's going to be able to see the face of any miscreant that tries to nick your car or damage your property or whatever it is they're up to. The other nice feature, other than the resolution, is that these are truly wireless designed. So first of all, they use Wi-Fi for the internet connection, but secondly, you don't have to run a power connection to it. It's got a rechargeable battery that lasts about 6 months. So every 6 months you give it a 5-hour charge, pop it back in, and you're good for another 6 months. And the benefit of that is, you know, if you've got one that needs power, a power line, you end up and you've mounted it on the external of your part of your house, you have to drill through the wall. You have to drill through your external walls, which isn't ideal. With something like
certainly
this,
not a job for me.
No, I mean, you know, it's much more convenient. And with something like this, you could even, you know, mount it on a tree in your garden. As long as it was within the Wi-Fi range, you could get, you know, particular views of it. It's quite you know, remarkable in that sense. It's got night vision camera, but it's also got a little light that can come on and give you, because when you use night vision you get black and white, but when the light shines you can actually shoot in color. Although you can use them indoors, these are also weatherproof cameras, so they're, you know, pretty good in that sense. You can view them on your smartphone and tablet. You can also use them, you know, the Amazon Echo Show devices, the Echoes with the screen. You can use those. You can use those to actually see what's going on. Now, if you did want to store it in the cloud, i.e. on the internet, instead of, or maybe as well as on your own home device, then you can use something called Apple HomeKit. And Apple HomeKit means that it's encrypted by your Apple devices before it's sent for storage into the cloud. So even if someone were to breach that server, they wouldn't be able to see your footage because you'd hold the keys that they were scrambled with. So it's pretty good, because there's pros and cons. Privacy, from a privacy point of view, you would store it locally on your device at home. But from a security point of view, God forbid if someone were to break in, it's quite often, you know, thieves are quite smart these days about cameras. They steal the recording. So if there's a recording device like this hub, it could get stolen. And then your evidence has gone with it. And, you know, I saw a case of a cafe not long ago where they had a break-in, and they stole the recording device. And
it's about how much you trust your cloud storage provider, isn't it? Okay, so the UEFI...
You can do both, yeah. So the UEFICAM 2C Pro list price is £300. It often comes down to about £260. It goes on sale fairly often. 4 stars out of 5 because of the image quality and the compatibility with Apple's privacy-based HomeKit cloud storage system. Okay. So it's stored in iCloud. If you've already got iCloud on an Apple device, you can do that. And you can do both. Okay. You can do home and cloud.
Yeah, okay, so you've got a backup. Okay, and then finally, without blowing our minds, gang behind a big cyber hack demanding $70 million in Bitcoin. Is this one of those ransomware jobs?
So this story broke about an hour ago. So on Friday afternoon in America, just as people were clocking off for the Independence Day long weekend, a software company that makes server software was hit by a ransomware attack. And the clever thing about it from a technical point of view is it infected the software that ran on servers all over the world on its customers that they were running their websites on. So it's not just one company that's been hit. It's potentially hundreds or even thousands of companies could get affected by this. And the company is now demanding in Bitcoin $70 million, which is just over £50 million, and they're offering them a universal decryptor which they can then share with their clients, who can then get all their data back. And this is this has hit companies all over the world. 500 Swedish co-op supermarkets have had to close. 11 schools in New Zealand have been affected. 2 Dutch IT firms have been hit. So it's companies all over the world, because these companies are all interconnected. It's a really big deal, this ransomware, because it's so profitable. that some really fine minds, and this seems to be a Russian group, it's called the Revil Group, associated with a group of Russian hackers. It's ironic, isn't it? Because Biden just had a meeting with Putin ostensibly about this subject, and Putin's obviously taken a lot of notice, although he says it's nothing to do with him, it's just independent hackers. But it's very profitable, and because it's profitable, you know, lots of money is going into making attacks more sophisticated and harder to defend against. And I would just say that, you know, as individual computer users, we can also fall victim to ransomware attacks. So the defense that we should have against it is we should make regular backups of our own computer systems. We can either back it up into the cloud, as we've discussed, encrypting it first, or you can attach an external hard drive and back up your system. But if you do that, you should disconnect the hard drive once you finish the backup, because if your machine gets infected whilst your backup drive is plugged in, it will scramble the contents of the backup as well. So
these are good tips.
Yeah, so really just, you know, just be aware it's not something that just happens to, you know, American software companies in California. This is something that affects all of us. And because it is profitable, it's on the rise. And just take regular backups. You should do it anyway because your computer can fail. There can be theft of your computer. There can be fire, flood, pestilence, whatever. You know, we should have regular backups. And I think it's worthwhile just to take a moment and think, what is on our computer and how would we feel if it suddenly wasn't there anymore? Could be photos of loved ones that, you know, may even have passed on. Could be that script we've been working on for 30 years but haven't yet finished or have published. You know, anything that we can't afford to lose, why would you not back it up?
Sure. Okay, Fevzi, brilliant advice as always. Thanks there. Fevzi Turkap, then, the Gadget Detective. If you've got any questions for him, you can ask them via Twitter @GadgetDetective, and he's at gadgetdetective.com as well.